Okay, tonight we'll learn a little bit about the Chol HaMoed, the easier dinim, not the all the restrictions of Chol HaMoed. That's a lot. Yeah. Anyway, and Chol HaMoed, unlike Shabbos, where you have a mitzvah of honoring Shabbos, enjoying Shabbos, there's no such mitzvah for Chol HaMoed. But Chol HaMoed does have a mitzvah, v'samachta b'chagecha. You have to be happy. So in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it was with Korbanis, the meat of Korbanis. But now, that there's no Beis HaMikdash, so the Gemara says, ain't simcha lebevasev, ain't simcha lebeyayin. Simcha is with meat, and simcha is with wine. That's for men. For women, it's clothing, jewelry, clothing, things like that. And for little kids, it's giving them toys. But the din is like this, that really is an obligation according to halacha every day of Chol HaMoed to have meat and to drink wine, which according to halacha actually means meat, not chicken, and wine, not grape juice. So really in halacha Shchunach it says that you have an obligation every day, unless if a person doesn't like meat, they don't eat meat for kashrus or whatever, so then they should eat chicken.
Should it be at the same time, or you could have one?
You don't have to have the meat and the wine together.
It's not the combination, it's just...
It's meat and wine.
This is the happiest moment of his life, this one. You know?
Anyway, let's not...
You get the clean light.
So, again, ideally every day a person in Chol HaMoed is supposed to drink a revias of wine and a kazayas of meat. Again, if they... Women are not obligated in that, by the way. Okay, next.
For the Shabbos Sukkah, you have to have two revi or one revi?
No, you can't have one revias of wine and make a leisha basukah. And wine, in order to make a leisha basukah, it's either havdalah, which is a mitzvah, or you're sitting down to have a wine party. No, which is not two glasses, which is you're sitting down over a bottle of wine and you're staying for a while drinking it. Now, halachically, there's no obligation to eat bread Chol HaMoed, but it says it's preferred. Because that's what makes a meal. It's a, it's a suda. It's a Yom Tov meal. That's why the din is that let's say you did wash and you benched, and in benching you forgot to say Yalav Yovi. So unlike Shmona Esrei, the Amida, if you forgot Yalav Yovi, you have to repeat it. By benching, you don't have to repeat the benching if you already finished the benching, because there's no obligation to eat bread. A day that there's an obligation to eat bread, so then, like Yom Tov, there's an obligation to eat bread, not Chol HaMoed, but Yom Tov. So then, you have an obligation to eat bread, so then if you forgot the Yalav Yovi, you have to repeat it in the benching. This is like, by the way, like Rosh Chodesh also, there's no obligation to eat meat.
How come on Chol HaMoed, on Main Shalosh, that there is nothing to eat?
Huh?
But we don't add anything on Main Shalosh.
On Chol HaMoed, you do.
You do?
Yeah. Because there's a Chayim Tov Yom Chag, Sukkos is there, but you...
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you clarify the wine party?
Not for you. No, you're too young to drink wine.
Alone. If you're having a bottle, like having a couple glasses alone.
You're too young to drink wine.
See, I told you, this is the funnest moment of the year.
Okay. The fasting is forbidden to fast on Chol HaMoed. Now it's interesting, there's a din. And the Gemara learns out from a pasuk, there's a thing called Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. You're not allowed to mix various type of joys together. So for instance, you're not allowed to get married, you're not allowed to do a wedding on Chol HaMoed. Whether it's the first wedding, second, the only wedding you would be allowed to do Chol HaMoed is somebody divorced his own wife and then remarries her, what's called Machzik Rishotze, if he's not a Kohen, that you could do Chol HaMoed. But otherwise, the Gemara learns out, it's forbidden to do a wedding during Chol HaMoed because of the Samachta B'Chagecha, you can't mix the various different types of Simchas. In fact, according to many opinions, you can't make a bar mitzvah party in Chol HaMoed, but that the Poskim right, the accepted custom in the world is that you do, and it's not a problem. Okay? Now, during Chol HaMoed also, it's really the time for people to learn Torah more. That we said in Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. You can make other, like a Chanukah Sabayis, as you move into a house, you can make a Chanukah Sabayis during Chol HaMoed. Now, generally speaking, Chol HaMoed is when it says in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, HaMevaza HaMoedis, one who embarrasses the Chagim. It doesn't mean the Yom Tov itself, it means Chol HaMoed. All the commentaries say it means the Chol HaMoed. Even though it's called Chol HaMoed, it's only Chol compared to the Moed. But it's really more Moed than Chol. In addition to the fact that davening is, you know, Yalav Yovi, you mentioned the Chag, there's Halal, you know, all these types of things. But halachically, there's a lot of things that really you're not allowed to do during Chol HaMoed. I'll give you even an example, but the rule is like this. The general rule of Chol HaMoed is if you're going to be losing money by not doing it, or you're going to lose an opportunity. It's going to be a lost opportunity. I'll give you an example with Paskim Wright, even to the extent. Ideally, you shouldn't be taking pictures in Chol HaMoed. Family pictures, you shouldn't be taking Chol HaMoed. But it says in Halacha like this. What happens if the kids are all coming home for Sukkos, and they're leaving right after Sukkos, so you're not going to have an opportunity to take family pictures any other time, so then you're allowed to. In fact, there was a guy taking pictures of the Rebbe once, Chol HaMoed. It's printed in the back of the Tzichas. A guy was taking pictures of the Rebbe Chol HaMoed. So the Rebbe turned to him and said, did you get a heter from a Rav to take a picture on Chol HaMoed? The Rav asked him, do you get a heter? Did the Rav tell you you're allowed to do it? So generally, you're not allowed to do work on Chol HaMoed. I'll give you an example. You can't take a haircut Chol HaMoed unless that's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Me'ikot ne'megalchon b'moed. You can't take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Unless, if it was impossible to take a haircut before Chol HaMoed. Not impossible because you were busy. Like the Gemara says, if a guy was in prison, and he got out of prison on Chol HaMoed, so then, because he wasn't able to take a haircut before Yom, not he was busy, and so he's allowed to take a haircut Chol HaMoed.
What if you took one before and you want
to
take another?
You can't. The only thing that applies to is nails. If you cut your nails before Chag, not 3 weeks before Chag, right before Chag, and then they grew and in Chol HaMoed, you want to cut your nails again, so then you could. But if you forgot to cut your nails, or you didn't cut your nails before Chag, you can't cut them in the middle of Chol HaMoed.
Could a Nazir cut his hair off when his time is off?
If it's during Chol HaMoed, if you can't wait until afterwards.
You wanted to cut your nails before Chag, and they weren't long enough. So
only if you cut them.
Is that like a sort of punishment? Or that, I mean,
no, the din is you can only cut your nails in Chol HaMoed if you cut them. In other words, it's an interesting concept. The Chachamim forbid haircuts, nail cutting, all that. Why did they cut it? Why did they forbid it? So it says in the Gemara very simple, and Shulchan Aruch brings this down. During Chol HaMoed, people don't work. I mean, that was the custom, people didn't work. So a guy thinks to himself, I'm Erev Yom Tov, I'm busy, I have to put up my sukkah, I have to buy a lulav and esrog. Or before Pesach, it's also Chol HaMoed. Before Pesach, I'm busy getting the house ready for Pesach. So the guy says, you know what? I'll take a haircut, Chol HaMoed. I'll have more time. Then he goes into Yom Tov with long hair. Now, believe it or not, according to Torah, halacha, long hair is despicable.
Yes.
Yeah, it's despicable. So the Gemara, the Chachamim didn't want a guy to have long hair coming into Yom Tov. So he said, you know what? You can't cut your hair, Chol HaMoed. What happens if you can't? So then the Chachamim didn't make the Gzeira. For instance, and this is an interesting question, what happens if a kid, it's upsharonish, right? And his birthday is on Sukkos. If his third birthday is Erev Sukkos, you cannot make an upsharonish during Chol HaMoed, because you could have done it Erev Sukkos. But if he's born, let's say, on Yom Tov of Sukkos or Chol HaMoed, and now his third birthday falls out on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, so then the custom is, not Pesach, because Pesach is Sfiras HaOmer, that's a separate issue, but on Sukkos, many, many places, they make an upsharonish, they cut the kids hair, on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, but again, that's only if his birthday is on Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed, not if his birthday was 3 days before, and then you're not allowed to do it.
Are these customs, or are these laws?
These are laws.
Who made these laws?
Me.
No, I'm serious.
Me. Now they're okay?
No,
God made them. It's better?
Yes.
Okay, good. And what happens if I'm God?
Chas v'shalom.
Good. At least you realize that. Okay, so I'm saying that you have, for instance, there's a lot of things that you're not allowed to do Chol HaMoed, but again, it's again because Chol HaMoed is in the spirit of Yom Tov. Let's say, writing for no reason at all. Just you want to write. It's not allowed to be done Chol HaMoed. If somebody needs to write business, let's say they're working and they need to write things. Or it says even you're learning Torah and you come with brainstorms and you want to write it down that you shouldn't forget it. So then you could write it down on Chol HaMoed. Not Yom Tov, but Chol HaMoed. Or things like that. For instance, you can't plant a field Chol HaMoed. You can't plant flowers Chol HaMoed. But if you have a garden, if you have grass, you're allowed to cut it Chol HaMoed because you're just the upkeep of it. And if not, it's going to get ruined.
You're allowed to water it.
You're allowed to water it Chol HaMoed. But you can't make a new garden on Chol HaMoed. So even a sefer, to write a sefer Torah is not allowed to Chol HaMoed. I mean, there's a lot of dinim in what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. Now, things which are needed for Yom Tov itself, I'll give you another example. You're not allowed to do a laundry. You're not allowed to do laundry Chol HaMoed. Because
what if you need something?
So, in other words, you can't plan to do laundry Chol HaMoed. You're not allowed to do laundry Chol HaMoed. But it says you're allowed to do laundry is a few exceptions. For instance, kids' clothing, especially in the pre-disposable diaper days. So kids would dirty their clothing a lot. So then you were allowed to wash kids' clothing, but only what you need. Or if somebody, let's say, runs out of shirts or skirts or whatever it is, they run out of clothing and mamas don't have anything, so then they're allowed to wash it, but they're only allowed to wash what they must have. And you can't say, okay, I'm going to give it to the cleaners because they're a guy, so it doesn't matter. You give it to the cleaners if you need it. Let's say you have your suit and your suit got dirty and you must have it for the last days of Yom Tov or whatever. So then you're allowed to do it. But again, you can only wash. You can't say, okay, I'm making a wash load anyway. Let me just dump in other things.
But if you have a maid working?
Because what you're not allowed to do, a guy can't do for you. Doesn't matter. That din of a guy doing things for you applies in all aspects of Torah.
If falls on a Friday,
what falls on Friday?
Chol HaMoed.
Chol HaMoed is a few days.
Yeah, if it falls also on a Friday, aren't you supposed to clean your house for Shabbos?
No, you could clean a house. It didn't say you can't clean your house. It said clothing.
What about laundry for Shabbos?
Again, only if you have nothing to wear and you must have those clothes for Shabbos.
Does that include like alteration if something tears or something?
No, if something tears, you could fix it, but you can't. So, let's say a hem and a new dress, or make a new garment, or something like that.
What if it was?
In other words, I'll give you an example. What happened? You have a new pair of pants, and you needed to cuff it, or to hem it, whatever, yeah? So if it's a new one, you can't.
What if you had a coat that you shot in this check a year ago, and you never fixed the bottom, and you had to clean it, and the guy's right there, and he says, I could do it.
No, you can't. You have to do it after Chol HaMoed.
You can wear it anyway.
You're going to be wearing it during Moed. It's going to be hanging.
That's if you have nothing else to wear, he said. But you can't plan. In other words, the whole concept. We said before that the whole concept of Chol HaMoed, the Chum didn't want people doing things during Chol HaMoed, that they enter Yom Tov in the wrong way. So people have to plan. You can't.
It seems funny that you can't do these things on sad days and you can't do them on happy days either. Like it seems as if it signifies different things.
The Torah doesn't want people to divert their attention from what the day demands. If it, God forbid, somebody's sitting Shiva, so again, you can't do Malacha, because then you're diverting from the Shiva, from the sadness. And Chol HaMoed, you can't, because you're diverting from the Simcha. Yeah, that's exactly the reason, by the way. And therefore, it goes both ways. By happy occasion, God forbid, and sad occasion.
Basically, two Revi over 7 minutes or longer is a wine party.
No, you said that. I didn't say that.